be good.
So Kyle's going to read the opening statement.
Yes, I'm going to. All right, we're going to call the hearing to order. All right, so.
Carolyn.
All right, for the record, in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation. But additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that, in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the General Statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness testimony, the other party may cross-examine the witness. The board also may inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by preponderance of evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all ties will ensure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified by the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in CGS 29-28D, and pursuant to a Superior Court ruling, in abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Lastly, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go into the hallway to do so you're not to disturb the proceedings. All right, I'm going to call the board members real quick. Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Attorney Cinetti?
Here.
I'm here. We're just waiting on our board chair. I'm going to call the appellants, and I'm going to call by case number. So does everybody have their case number? Let me try it this way. Anybody not know their case number, just in case? If you don't, just come up and see Nancy real quick. All right. So for first case is 23-449R. Yep. You can just, this is just a roll call. We're not, yep, see who's here. All right, both are here. Case number 23-330. Is Haddam here?
Yep.
is the appellant here, 23-330.
James?
Yes.
Yep.
Dash D.
Yep, both are here. Case number 23-292, I know Brookfield's here, both are here, good. Case 23-318.
District Authority?
Is the appellant here?
Appellant is not here.
Case number 24-561.
District Authority?
Is the appellant here on 24-561?
The appellant did not check in.
Thank you. Case number 22-766.
Here.
The appellant?
Yes.
Is Branford here? No Branford? Okay. Case 23-305.
Appellant?
Yeah. Both are here. Case 23-319. Appellant? Is Trumbull here? Trumbull PD?
They did not show up.
Okay, no Trumbull.
Yet.
Okay. Case 23-247.
Issuing authority.
And I know Waterbury's here.
Yep.
And 23-260.
Issuing authority.
Yep. Yep. Both are here. Thank you. All right. Attorney Sinetti, so anyone that's going to testify today that's not already attorney, already an attorney will need to stand and raise their right hand while Attorney Sinetti administers the oath. So if you're going to testify,
if you're going to be saying anything today, yep, please stand up, raise your right hand. Thank you.
Hold on this. Sir? Okay. Are you going to testify?
You'll be talking today.
There you go. Yep, got to stand up and raise your right hand.
Yep.
There you go.
Take the oath. Okay, all the testimony is under oath. Okay, do you solemnly swear that all testimony you give today before the board will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or under penalties of perjury?
I do.
Okay, thank you. You be seated.
So we're going to take a recess, waiting for our board chair to arrive, so we have a quorum. If any appellants or issuing authorities would like to, you know, get a little room, there's a cafeteria or there's a little waiting area just outside. We know you're here. We won't call your case and not come and get you. So if you'd like to have a little bit more room or take a minute, we'll take care of that. And we are in recess until the board chair shows up. Thank you.